This is TWiT.
Carrie on the line from Lake Arrowhead, California. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, I love your show.
Thank you.
So cool to be on. But I have a question. Do you have or know of a pen that can that's a camera that can video a program when you're, you know, like, or a meeting? I want it for meetings. It's a like an ink pen. You know, you can stick it on your pocket.
You want to secretly record that exit interview with that jerk of a boss. Is that what you want to do?
Exactly.
Yeah. So the trade name for small cameras until recently was lipstick cams, because they were about the size of a lipstick. But now they make them even smaller. They call them, there's a variety of names for them, but you can buy, and I have one, actually, carried around in my briefcase, a camera. It's not super small, but it's fairly unobtrusive. They call them nano cameras. How can I describe it? They're the size of a cigarette butt. How about that? That's disgusting, but
that's great. Yeah, I love it.
And they're inexpensive. You can buy them on Amazon, a lot of places. Most of them have a USB connector at the other end, so you'd connect it to something that had a USB port. They record high fidelity, 1080p, high def. They tend to be a little wide angle, but that's because you want it to get the whole room in. I'm trying to remember what the brand name. I think the one I got was a Chinese kind of off brand, and it was like $10. If you look they're really cheap. If you look on Amazon for mini cam, you'll see a bunch of surveillance cams. I think what's powered this. Oh, here's one that goes in a pen. Exactly what you wanted. Look at this mini camera pen, $27 on Amazon. The reason that these are now so prevalent is because of smartphones, right? Smartphone cameras are actually very small. Ooh, here's one. You plug into a plug. It looks like a USB charger with a tiny little dot above it. But it's really, it's a camera. So this is, I take it back. There is even better stuff than I thought out there. Now, I'm sure there are laws regulating the use of these. I don't know what they are. And I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not going to attempt to caution you in any way. But I would only say, think about it before you do it. I like this one. This is my favorite. It's called the Safari Special Edition. You go in the room. You say, "Oh, hey, do you mind? I want to plug in my laptop. I need to, or my phone. My phone's almost dead. Can I plug in the charger? It looks like a USB phone charger. You could even have a USB cable in it and plugged into your phone. But right above it is the tiniest camera I've ever seen. $37. It's called the Safari Special Edition USB wall charger, hidden camera. There's also some pen cameras. Everything's out there now, man."
I love it. I love your show. Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck with the awful boss.
Yeah.
I hope he says something criminal during your conversation that you can nail him with.
He has already, and I never can.
Oh, I was making that up. It's true, huh? It's unfortunate. You know what's sad? It's unfortunately really common. And I'm sorry that you have to put up with that. And good luck in fighting it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
And now everybody, when somebody comes into a meeting with you and says, "Hey, you mind if I charge my phone?" Or just sit a little to the left so my pen can get a good view of you, you might want to think twice.